Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
High school volleyball action. Let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening. Well, we've started the night off with an exciting win for the junior varsity at Fort Recovery, as Fort Recovery handed the New Bremen junior varsity their first loss of the year, 25-15 and 28-26. That second game was quite an exciting game. I think Fort Recovery was behind 22-16 at one point, came back to win it 28-26. So Fort Recovery handing New Bremen their first loss of the year. New Bremen's 21-1 now in junior varsity volleyball. Fort Recovery, again, a very fine winning record. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but the Lady Indians also have an excellent record this year as well. We'll be back with the start of the match, Fort Recovery New Bremen in varsity volleyball, right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines and bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So call to schedule your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, here we go. A lot on the line tonight. Fort Recovery victory could mean a share of the Midwest Athletic Conference. The Indians have to get some help from Marion Local. Marion Local has to beat New Knoxville tonight, who has not lost a match all year. New Knoxville knocked off New Bremen on Tuesday, 3-0, although they were all close. And in fact, New Bremen led in the second game 24 to maybe 19, something like that, and let that get away. So Fort Recovery and New Bremen both have an outside shot to tie for the conference championship. But again, it all depends on Marion Local knocking off New Knoxville this evening. Marion Local has only lost two times in the conference. Fort Recovery and New Bremen just one time in the conference. And New Knoxville has not lost in the conference. Here we go. Fort Recovery serving to start the match this evening. Paige Fortkamp back over to New Bremen. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery at the net. And New Bremen can't make the return. Point Fort Recovery. So Fort Recovery leading 1-0 here in the early going. And Hope Wendell will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Welcome to the broadcast. Ought to be an exciting match tonight. Good serve by Hope. Here's the set and the hit over, and Fort Recovery cannot make the return. And a little dink kill there for Olivia Heitkamp of New Bremen. Now side out for New Bremen. Josie Reinhart will be serving, and the serve is too long. Josie is the daughter of Pete and Pam Reinhart of Jay County fame. She has had quite a career in her sophomore year. They won the state championship last year. They were runner-ups, and this year, who knows where they end up this year. Maybe another state title. Here's a hit and a kill for New Bremen. Getting the kill was Claire Pape. And it's going to be New Bremen side out. Serving here is Diana Heitkamp. Good serve. Smash and a kill. The dig by Fort Recovery was right up to the net, and that just opened the door for Claire Pape to slam it down our throats. And the New Bremen takes a 3-2 lead over Fort Recovery. Another serve by Diane Heitkamp, and Kiki Wendell can't handle it, so give that as an ace serve for Diana. Diana Heitkamp serving. 4-2, New Bremen leads by two here. Diana Kramer, the head coach of New Bremen, she's done an excellent job. And there's another ace serve by Diana Heitkamp. Again, at Kiki Wendell, and Kiki could not dig it out. 5-2 now. New Bremen takes an early lead here in the first game. Diana Heitkamp serving again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Got the kill. Rammel with the kill. And Fort Recovery makes it 5-3. That's hopefully the first of many kills for Whitley Rammel tonight. Now serving for Fort Recovery is Aubrey Kanapke. And the serve is good. There is the pass and the set. A deep hit for New Bremen by Josie Reinhart. And got the kill as Fort Recovery could not handle it. That was a very deep smash by Josie Reinhart and gets the kill. Now for New Bremen, it's Claire Pape back to serve. P-A-P-E is how she spells her last name, just as it sounds. 6-3, New Bremen in the lead. Pape on the serve. Marissa Garkey to Kiki Wendell. Went off the ceiling and down, and Fort Recovery could not get it. So a point for Claire Pape, and she'll serve again. 7-3, New Bremen, an early lead here. Not what Fort Recovery was hoping for. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. A blast and a block for New Bremen. Give that block to Kaylee Friend and also to Maya Smittmeyer. Makes it now 7-4. What's going on here? Now the officials say that the block, that the volleyball was off the block, was out of bounds. So point for Fort Recovery. Give Paige Fortkamp a kill on that instead. Here's Hope Wendell serving. And Marissa Garkey keeps it alive. Kiki Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Just out of bounds over the end line for Paige Fortkamp. Point New Bremen. That makes it now 8-4. Here's Claire Pape serving. Dink back over and a kill for Fort Recovery's Paige Fortkamp. Little finesse kill for Paige. 8-5 now. Now back to serve is Paige Fortkamp. We're in the first game here, a gigantic match between New Bremen and Fort Recovery tonight. Good serve by Paige here. Is it? Nope. Correction. A little out of bounds. Too much mustard on that one. And so it's side out for New Bremen. Going back to serve now is Maya Schmidtmeyer. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Faith Wendell. There's a dink over and a finesse kill for Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan Fortkamp, only a freshman. She's been playing a little more and more as the season's gone along here in these varsity matches. Kiki Wendell will serve. Dug out by New Bremen. The set, the smash, blocked by Whitley Rammel, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. 9-7. Fort Recovery back to within two now. Kiki Wendell will serve again. Good serve, and New Bremen has trouble, and they can't play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Kiki an ace on that one. 9-8, Fort Recovery back to within one. Kiki will serve again. Kiara Wendell. It's a service error. Not enough to get over the net. Hit the top of the net and fell down on the Fort Recovery side. That gives New Bremen a point and side out. Here's Chloe Bornhorst going back to serve for New Bremen. New Bremen's 19-2 on the year. Fort Recovery 17-3. Here's the set for Faith Wendell to Marissa Garkey, and Garkey gets the kill. Marissa Garkey with the kill there to make it 10-9. 1 point lead for New Bremen. Hope Wendell comes back in to serve. I think it's her third time serving already tonight. Good serve dug out by the Lady Cardinals. Here's the set, and free-balling it over was Josie Reinhart. And Fort Recovery cannot make the return. They're going to call, in fact, a double hit there on, I believe that was on Whitley Rammel. So point for New Bremen makes it 11-9. Reinhart serving. Good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell. Dinking it over is Whitley Rammel. The set for New Bremen. The smash and the kill for Olivia Heitkamp, her second of the night. That makes it 12-9. New Bremen starting to pull away again a little bit. Josie Reinhardt picks up another point. And we'll go back to serve. Josie's a senior. Again, she's had a great volleyball career for Fort Recovery. Here's Whitley Rammel back to New Bremen. New Bremen tips it over and got the kill. Olivia Heitkamp with a little dink finesse kill there. Another service point for Josie Reinhardt. That's her third point in a row. 13-9 now. Reinhardt serving again. Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. Here's a hit by Lily Luthold. New Bremen plays it. A smash, a block by Whitley Rammel. The set for New Bremen. The tip over. Marissa Garkey passing to Hope Wendell, who will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on a hit. Played by New Bremen. Another smash by Olivia Heitkamp of New Bremen. She gets the kill. That's her fourth kill. And Fort Recovery finds themselves down 14-9. Travis Guggenbiller says, I've seen enough. Timeout. And we'll be back in just a moment. Fort Recovery trailing 14-9 here in the first game.
Farms would like to congratulate all area volleyball and football teams on a successful season this fall. Players, parents, and coaches know that teams work together and are in top physical conditions are the ones that will be on top this winning season. And a diet of delicious turkey could be part of a key to success. This secret is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The secret is to play hard and eat more turkey.
We'll remind you, Jay County listeners, if you've tuned in for the Jay County Norwell sectional match tonight, that's being heard on our other stations, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Ed Thurman calling that match from Delta tonight. We're at Fort Recovery this evening here in the MAC Conference, Fort Recovery and New Bremen. Josie Reinhardt has served 4 points in a row. She will serve again. Kiki Wendell will pass to Hope Wendell. The smash played by New Bremen, but off the ceiling. I'm going to go ahead and give Marissa Garkey a kill on that one. Off the ceiling and down on the floor came the volleyball. So that cuts the lead to 14-10, and better yet, it stops the serve of Josie Reinhardt. Here's the set for New Bremen. They smash, blocked by Whitley Rammel. A deep hit by Josie Reinhardt, and she hits it over the end line, out of bounds. Point for recovery. 14-11. Give Marissa Garkey a service point, and she will serve again. Lady Indians down by three. Good serve. And they're in trouble off the bank board. They can still play it over. Josie Reinhardt free balls it over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell back to Whitley Rammel. Whitley smashes it down right in front of Josie Reinhardt. Whitley Rammel with a kill, her second of the night. That makes it now 14-12. Marissa Garkey will be serving now for the Lady Indians. Here's the good serve, dug out by Diana Heitkamp. The hit back to Fort Recovery by Claire Pate. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the hit over, played by New Bremen. Here's Josie Reinhardt back to Paige Fortkamp. And waiting at the net and hitting it out of bounds for New Bremen was Ellie Retkerman. So Fort Recovery picks up the point. Retkerman's hit was out of bounds. Marissa Garkey with a service point. Marissa serves again. Retkerman sets. Here's the play to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the hit, played by New Bremen. And tipping it over, and Fort Recovery cannot get it back over. I'm going to go ahead and give Claire Pape a kill on that. She was just a little finesse hit. Fort Recovery couldn't make the return. Makes it 15-13 now. Fort Recovery down by two. And serving is Diana Heitkamp. Diana's serve is dug out by Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. Paige Fortkamp with her third kill tonight. Makes it 15-14. Lady Indians back to within one. Going back to serve now for Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Reckerman to Diana Heitkamp, now hitting it back over and out of bounds was their outside hitter there for New Bremen, Maya Schmidtmeyer. And it makes it 15-15. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Aubrey Kanapke picks up a service point. Serving again. The dig and here at the net. Fort Recovery still keeps it in play. Marissa Garkey three balls it over and got the kill. How about that? Marissa Garkey with a kill. And that puts Fort Recovery in the lead. That might be the first time tonight. 16-15, or I think maybe we led early, really early in the match. And there's a service error for Aubrey Kanapke in the net. Side out New Bremen. Going back to serve now is Claire Pape. Claire Pape, a senior on this team. Again, these seniors, state championship as sophomores, state runner-ups as juniors, and trying to get a state championship here this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go a long, long way in the tournament. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. The block is out of bounds. Paige Fortkamp gets the kill. Blocked by New Bremen, went out of bounds, so Fort Recovery gets the point. Now side out Lady Indians. Faith Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Here's the serve dug out by Diana Heitkamp. Here's the pass to the net. A hit blocked by Fort Recovery. Diana Heitkamp will set for Maya Schmidtmeyer, and Maya got the kill. 17-17. We're all tied up again. And Ellie Retkerman will go back to serve for New Bremen. Good serve picked up by Kiki Wendell. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp and got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with kill number 5 on the evening. That puts Fort Recovery up 18-17. New Bremen lost all 3 games the other night against New Knoxville, losing the match 3-0. It would really be a first for the year, I'm sure, if they lose this game. Losing 4 in a row. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Smashed by Josie Reinhart. And a block by Fort Recovery. I think that was Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp with the block. Paige Fortkamp now serving. 19-17, Lady Indians with the lead. And an ace serve for Paige Fortkamp as New Bremen can't make the return. Now it's 20-17, Lady Indians lead by 3. Paige Fortkamp will serve again. Here's a good serve. Ace serve again. Diana Heitkamp could not handle that. Another ace serve, 2 in a row, 21-17. And this time, Diana Kramer of New Bremen calls timeout. Fort Recovery leading by 4 here in the first game, 21-17.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, Fort Recovery's had quite a run here after falling behind much of the first game here. They've come back, taken the lead, and now lead by 4, 21-17. Paige Fortkamp will serve again. Good serve, dug out by Retkerman. Here's the set at the net. The hit. And I think, she hit it out of bounds. Kaylee Friend hits it out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the points. 4 straight service points here for Paige Fortkamp. 22-17 now. Lady Indians in the lead. Good serve. There's the dig by Diana Heitkamp. Here's Josie Reinhart on a smash. Hits it off of Faith Wendell and got the kill. Josie Reinhart stops the Fort Recovery Lady Indian run there. That's her second kill of the evening. And back to serve now is Katie Howe. I think this is her first service of the evening. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey puts it down on the New Bremen side for the kill. Marissa Garkey with her fourth kill of the evening. Marissa's just been blossoming as the season has gone along here for the Lady Indians. Kiki Wendell will serve now. It's 23-18. Fort Recovery leads here in game one. Good serve dug out by Retkerman. And the pass to Josie Reinhardt, who free balls it over. Here's the set, and Whitley Rammel on a hit and got the kill. Whitley Rammel with her third kill of the evening. That makes it 24-18. Lady Indians are just breezing along here. New Bremen can't stop Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell. Good serve. Dug out by Retkerman. Here's Josie Reinhardt on the hit. Played by Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Dinks it over. Here's the set for New Bremen. Josie Reinhardt on the kill off of Faith Wendell. Josie Reinhardt keeps New Bremen alive. That makes it 24-19 now. Fort Recovery by five. Coming in to serve is Chloe Bornhorst. She needs to serve a bunch in a row here to keep New Bremen alive. Serve is good. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp free balls it back over. Here's the set for New Bremen. The smash, a block by Fort Recovery by Marissa Garkey. Josie Reinhardt free balls it over. Faith Wendell will pass. Here's Marissa Garkey. Diana Heitkamp sets for Josie Reinhardt. And Reinhardt hits it across the end line out of bounds. And that's the end of game one. 25-19. Fort Recovery wins game one over the top-ranked New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Coming into this week, New Bremen was number one in the poll. Obviously, they lost the other night to New Knoxville, who was number two. So my guess is that New Knoxville is going to be your number one team next week. But Fort Recovery wins game one, 25-19. How about that? We'll be back with game two coming up in just a moment.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's football season, and everyone wants to be a part of the winning team. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we want you to call the right play and join our team. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group can find the right plans to protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Huddle up with us today and step inside the fort for the protection you and your family need. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM. Actually, we're only on the FM side tonight. WPGW FM at 100.9 on the FM dial. Again, the Jay County Norwell sectional match is on the other stations, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Our producers, Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Nate Chrisman is back at the radio station in Portland running the control for our game. Serving here is Chloe Bornhorst to start game two. And it's a good serve, a smash by Whitley Rammel. Played by New Bremen, Josie Reinhart, a wicked hit for a kill. Josie Reinhart gets the New Bremen Lady Cardinals off to a good start here in game number two. That is her fourth kill of the evening. And give a service point to Chloe Bornhorst, and she'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Faith Wendell will set for Garkey, who hits it through the block of New Bremen, hitting it through the hands of Olivia Heitkamp and Claire Pate. So give Marissa Garkey a kill. For her, that's number five in the kill department tonight. She's having a wonderful match here. Hope Wendell will serve. Good serve dug out by Diana Heitkamp. Here's a smash and a kill by Josie Reinhart. Another kill for Josie. New Bremen racks up another point, 2-1, and Reinhart will go back to serve now for the Lady Cardinals, side out for New Bremen. These teams, each one has lost one time in the conference. A win tonight could possibly mean a share of the conference title if Marion Local can upset the New Knoxville Lady Rangers tonight. And that would be an upset if they win. There's Reckerman hitting into the net, didn't get it over. Point Fort Recovery. We're tied at 2-2. Marissa Garkey, good serve. Here's the set for the Cardinals, the smash. And Kiki Wendell can't play it. Olivia Heitkamp got the kill off of Kiki, and that's her fifth kill of the evening. And now here's Diana Heitkamp going back to serve. It is ace serve for Diana Heitkamp. Right on the back line, Fort Recovery took their chances, let it go, thinking it was going to go out of bounds. It did not. That is the third ace serve for Diana. Serves again. Another ace. No, Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Marissa Garkey free balls it over. Here's the set for the Cardinals. A smash by Rechterman. And a block for Fort Recovery. I think Lily Luthold and Whitley Rammel in on that block. So that makes it now 4-3. And serving is Aubrey Knapke for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Reckerman passing to the net. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. A blast down on the floor on a cross-court shot and got the kill. Paige with kill number six. Again, serving is Aubrey Knapke. That gives her her third service point of the evening. We're tied at 4-4 here in the game number two. Good serve dug out by Diana Heitkamp. Hitting it over on the second hit. New Bremen. Here is Paige Fortkamp. Back over to New Bremen. Diana Heitkamp will pass to Reckerman. Reckerman on a smash. Played by Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. And Garkey could not get it over the net. Side out. New Bremen back to serve now is Claire Pate. I think this is Claire's second time in the service box tonight. New Bremen leads 5-4 here in the second game. Fort Recovery won the first game 25-19. Paige Fortkamp over to New Bremen, back to Fort Recovery, and back to New Bremen. Reckerman keeps it alive, freeballing it over. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige hit the antenna with her tip. That's out of bounds, so point for New Bremen. Give Claire Pape a service point, and it's 6-4, New Bremen by two. Here comes the next serve, dug out by Marissa Garkey. Kiki Wendell to Paige Fortkamp, and four. Paige got a kill. Got it by Josie Reinhart. Hit it off to her side, and Josie could not recover. Number seven in the kills department for Paige Fortkamp. Here comes Faith Wendell in to serve now for Fort Recovery. Faith wears number 15, the sister of Hope Wendell. Good serve, dug out by Reckerman. Here's the set and the smash by New Bremen, played by Paige Fortkamp. Freeballing it over is Marissa Garkey. Diana Heitkamp for New Bremen, passing to the net. Here's the dink over, and getting the kill for New Bremen was Kaylee Friend. That's her first kill of the evening. Makes it 7-5. New Bremen leads by two, and back to serve now is Ellie Retkerman. Retkerman, an excellent player, and what? And a replay. That was a break for Fort Recovery because that was a let serve, and there's no way we could have played that. So Fort Recovery, the official said he made a mistake. He didn't. Well, let's just say they replayed the point. Paige Fortkamp to Josie Reinhardt. Reinhardt cannot hit it over the net. Didn't have a good hit on that. Point Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp back to serve again. In the net, service error. That makes it 8-6. New Bremen takes a two-point lead. I would seriously doubt if we're going to play three games tonight. I'm saying maybe five games tonight. Who knows? We'll see. Serving now is Amelia Dammeyer. This is her first serve of the evening, and she hits it into the top of the net. Service error, and Fort Recovery will go back and serve. Side out Lady Indians. It's going to be Kiki Wendell on the serve now. Kiki bouncing the volleyball. Here comes the jump serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Retkerman. Over to Claire Pape. Here's a smash by Josie Reinhardt, played by Fort Recovery. Smash by Friend, played by Paige Fortkamp. Here's a set and a smash by Marissa Garkey. New Bremen keeps it alive. Josie Reinhardt on a smash and got the kill. Josie Reinhardt, one of the seniors, picks up kill number 6 on the night for New Bremen. Now back to serve, side out Lady Cardinals is Chloe Bornhorst. 9-7 score, New Bremen by 2. Bornhorst serve is out of bounds. Fort Recovery almost decided to play that, but let it go, and it was just barely out of bounds. Service there. Hope Wendell going back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Hope was, without questions, one of the better servers for Fort Recovery. And it is a good serve dug out by Retkerman. Here's a smash by Claire Pape, and it's out of bounds. Cross-court smash out of bounds by Pape. Point Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will serve again. We're tied at 9-9. Wendell's serve is good. Dug out by Retkerman, Ellie Retkerman. And New Bremen could not make the return. Fort Recovery takes the lead at 10-9. Hope Wendell will serve again. And it's a good serve. Ellie Retkerman passing to the net. Here's the set and the smash by Claire Pape. And it's a block, I believe, by Fort Recovery. I'm not sure who that was, but after the block, the ball ran across the top of the net, fell down on the New Bremen side. Point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's taken the lead, 11-9. New Bremen will set. Here's Josie Reinhardt, a blast. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Going to say Marissa Garkey was in the net there. I don't think the Lady Indians could have handled that anyway. Josie Reinhardt will serve now for New Bremen. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp. And Fort Recovery played it out of the net, but they called a double hit on the Lady Indians. Josie Reinhardt back to serve again. That makes the score 11-11. We're all tied up. Josie's serve is a good one to Hope Wendell, who will set for Marissa Garkey. Here's Ellie Retkerman on a smash, played by Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell. Marissa Garkey over. New Bremen free balls it back and hits it out of bounds. Ellie Retkerman, a very strong young lady, blasted that over the end line. Point Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey now back to serve. Fort Recovery leads 12-11. It's a good serve. Retkerman. Here's Claire Pape back to Fort Recovery. Smash. Paige Fortkamp on a hit. Here's Diana Heitkamp. Now to Olivia Heitkamp. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a dink and got the kill. Little finesse shot by Paige Fortkamp. saw there was an opening behind the front line and dropped it in there and got the kill. Marissa Garkey picks up another service point. It's now 13-11. Garkey's serve is good. Here's the set for the Cardinals. Retkerman will smash it down the side, and they say it was out of bounds. Just barely out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Marissa Garkey still serving for Fort Recovery. It's now Fort Recovery 14, New Bremen 11. It's a good serve by Marissa. Dug out by Diana Heitkamp. Here's a set by Chloe Bornhorst. Kiki Wendell over to Whitley Rammel. Rammel on a smash, played by New Bremen. Bornhorst sets again and got the kill this time as she set for Ellie Retkerman, who went right down the sideline for the kill. Believe it or not, that's only the first kill of the match I have for Retkerman. That's hard for me to believe. That's what I have here on my paper. 14-12. Here's Fort Recovery getting the serve. Paige Fortkamp, the smash back to New Bremen. At the net, New Bremen can't play it. Claire Pape tried to take it out of the net. She couldn't do it. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Lady Indians lead 15-12. And here's Aubrey Kanapke back to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Aubrey Kanapke. Here's the set for the Lady Cardinals, who hit it back over to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp dinks it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Smashed by Marissa Garkey, and Garkey got the kill. Marissa Garkey with the kill, number 6 for her tonight. And it's 16-12. Aubrey Kanapke picks up the service point. Her fourth of the night, and she'll serve again. Fort Recovery leading 16-12. And that serve is too long, service error over the end line. So that'll give side out to New Bremen. Reporting in is Kaylee Friend for New Bremen, and going out is Chloe Bornhorst. Serving for the Lady Cardinals is Claire Pape. New Bremen at 19-2 on the year, 7-1 in the conference. Fort Recovery 17-3 on the year, 7-1 in the conference. And there's a miss hit by Grace Guggenbiller into the net. Point for New Bremen. Claire Pape will serve again. Claire is also a senior on this New Bremen team. Good serve. Here's Lily Luthold keeping it alive, freeballing it over. Is Kiki Wendell. And right to the net. Ellie Retkerman was there waiting to smash it down Fort Recovery's throat, and she hit it over the end line. Point Fort Recovery. 17-14. Now here comes Faith Wendell in to serve for the Lady Indians as we have side out now. Good serve by Faith, dug out by Ellie Retkerman. Here's Claire Pape setting for Josie Reinhart. Reinhart on the smash, played by Kiki Wendell, back to New Bremen. And here is Friend getting a kill for New Bremen. Give the set to Claire Pape. Right in the middle, Kaylee Friend got the kill. And it's side out now for New Bremen, and Ellie Retkerman will serve. Good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell to Faith Wendell. And Faith set for Paige Fortkamp. Paige rams it right down the throat of New Bremen. Another kill for Paige Fortkamp, side out Fort Recovery. That is the ninth kill of the evening for Paige Fortkamp. Here's Paige Fortkamp serving. Good serve. Claire Pape will set for Josie Reinhart. Reinhart on a hit, hits it cross court, and hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. 19-15, Fort Recovery leads by 4, and New Bremen's coach Diana Rammel says, Coach Diana Kramer calls timeout for New Bremen. We'll be back here in just a moment on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. Fort Recovery wins game one. They're leading here in game two, 19-15. Time now for this word from our friends at Cal Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. There could be significant changes in your Medicare Part D prescription plan in 2021, which may affect what you pay for medications. Open enrollment is scheduled to begin Thursday, October 15th through Monday, December 7th, and we'd be happy to schedule a phone conference to look at the medications you're on and available plans next year to find how these plans will affect you and then help you find the best plan for you. So please call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here's the page by the serve by Paige Fortkamp, and New Bremen's able to get the kill, getting it back to Fort Recovery on the floor. I didn't see who that was, but that makes the score 19-16 now. New Bremen trails by three, and coming in to serve for the Lady Cardinals, the guy try to get this tied up, Amelia Dammeyer, who is a freshman for New Bremen. Good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell to Faith Wendell. A smash by Paige Fortkamp. I'm not sure if that was a block or whether she just didn't get it over. I think it must have been a block. And it's 19-17. Give a service point there to Amelia Dammeyer. Serves again. Let serve. Fort Recovery manages to play it. Back over to New Bremen. Josie Reinhardt on a smash, played by Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp back over. Here's Claire Pape setting for New Bremen. The smash by Olivia Heitkamp, and she got the kill. Olivia Heitkamp is only a freshman. That is her sixth kill of this match. 19-18, New Bremen back to within 1 point here. Good serve by Amelia Dammeyer. Kiki Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the cross-court hit, played by New Bremen. Pape will set for Josie Reinhardt. Cross-court hit off of Kiki Wendell and out of bounds. Point New Bremen. 19-19, we are all tied up. Timeout again, this time by Travis Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Yeah, nobody seems to want to take charge here in this second game. Fort Recovery won the first game, if you just tuned in, 25-19. New Bremen and Fort Recovery tied at 19-19 here in the second game. Still serving Amelia Dammeyer, and her serve is too long this time, out of bounds. Well, that's what happens sometimes on those timeouts. Kind of breaks the momentum of the server, and that time Dammeyer hits it out of bounds. Here's Kiki Wendell serving for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads 20-19. Dug out by Ellie Redkerman. Here's a smash by Josie Reinhardt, played by Kiki Wendell. Faith Wendell will set for Paige. Paige Fortkamp smashes it back. And here's a kill for Josie Reinhardt. Josie Reinhardt for New Bremen gets a kill. That makes it 20-20. We're all tied. And now serving for New Bremen's Chloe Bornhorst. Bornhorst serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Faith Wendell to Whitley Rammel, and Rammel hits it through the New Bremen block and down on the floor, and Whitley Rammel gets a kill. First one she's had in a while, her fourth one of the night, and it's 21-20. Fort Recovery leads by one with Hope Wendell serving. Hope could easily serve this game out. Good serve there, dug out by Redkerman. And free balling it over is Diana Heitkamp. Here's Fort Recovery back to New Bremen, the smash. And a block by Whitley Rammel on a hitting attempt by Olivia Heitkamp. Give Whitley Rammel the block, and that makes it 22-20. Fort Recovery with a two-point lead, and Hope Wendell will serve again. Good serve. Here's the set for New Bremen. The smash by Josie Reinhardt. She hits it out of bounds down the sideline. That makes it 23-20. Hope Wendell, another service point. She will serve again. I told you she might be able to serve this game out. Retkerman will pass to the net. Here's a... I guess they're going to call the block on Fort Recovery for Fort Recovery. And so another point for Hope Wendell. This makes it 24-20. Here's the game point. And it is out of bounds. Right down the sideline. Out of bounds for Hope Wendell. Service error. And that keeps Hope from serving the winning point here of the game. 24-21. Now Josie Reinhart will serve. Hope Wendell will set. Marissa Garkey, two hands. Pushes it over with two hands and got the kill. 25-21. Fort Recovery wins game two, 25-21. Give Marissa Garkey another kill, number seven on the night. And Fort Recovery, unbelievable, is ahead 2-0. And New Bremen has to be reeling here. They lost 3 in a row the other night when they lost to New Knoxville, 3-0. And now they've lost 2 in a row to Fort Recovery tonight, 5 in a row for New Bremen. I would bet you that hasn't happened to the Lady Cardinals in a long, long time. Maybe several years ago where they've lost 5 in a row. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Fortsight Fieldhouse, I'm Rob Weaver, as we have a 2-0 lead for Fort Recovery from Marion Local. Marion Local lost to New Knoxville in the first set over there and are leading in the second set, so that's not what we wanted to hear, but that's the way it is. Here, Fort Recovery has a surprising 2-0 lead over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. New Bremen, of course, is your defending state champion. They came in ranked number one in the state this week. They lost to New Knoxville the other night, 3-0. They trail Fort Recovery 2-0. Here's Hope Wendell back to serve for Fort Recovery. She already has served 7. Good serve by Hope. Dug out by Ellie Retkerman. And Diana Heitkamp free balls it over for New Bremen. Kiki Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. And there's a block for Maya Spitmeyer. Her second block of the night. And it's 1-0. New Bremen has taken the lead. Ellie Retkerman serving for New Bremen. Let's serve, played by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Whitley Ramel is going to be called for carrying. Whitley Ramel called for carrying the volleyball there. Illegal hit. So Reckerman picks up the service point and will be back to serve again. Good serve. Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. Here's the hit back to New Bremen. Smashed by Friend and got the kill. Kaylee Friend gets a kill, number three for her tonight. And it's 3-0. New Bremen with a fast start here in game number three. Fort Recovery hopes to win this third game and close out the match. They need to stop the bleeding here real quick. Reckerman on a serve. Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell, a smash by Marissa Garkey. Here's Diana Heitkamp for New Bremen to Josie Reinhardt. Reinhardt right down the side. And they say it was inbound. Give Josie Reinhardt the kill. Boy, that was close. Kill number nine for Josie Reinhardt. And here goes Ellie Reckerman with another serve. And it's an ace serve this time as Fort Recovery cannot make the return. Fort Recovery is behind here 5-0 in the early going. About another point, Coach Guggenbiller is going to call timeout. There's a service error by Reckerman. She helps the Lady Indians out by hitting it onto the top of the net and down on the New Bremen side. Service error, it's 5-1. Here's Marissa Garkey serving now for Fort Recovery. And it's a let serve played by New Bremen. Pape will set for Josie Reinhardt. Reinhardt smashes it off of Marissa Garkey. Garkey now free balls it over at the net. Here is Luthold saving the day, hitting it back to New Bremen. Here's a smash for New Bremen. It's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery as Maya Schmidtmeyer hits it out of bounds. Marissa Garkey now serving for Fort Recovery. 5-2. Good serve. And a kill for the Lady Cardinals, Maya Schmidtmeyer that time. That's her second kill of the night. Side out New Bremen. And Diana Heitkamp will go back to serve now for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. And it's a service error into the net. That helps. It's 6-3 now. 6-3. New Bremen leads Fort Recovery here in the third game. Fort Recovery's won the first two games, 25-19, 25-21. Good serve by Aubrey Kanapke. Here's the set, and Josie Reinhardt on the hit. Played by Marissa Garkey. Smashed by Paige Fortkamp. Paige gets another kill. Number 10 on the night for Paige Fortkamp. We have Aubrey Kanapke, a service point. That's her fifth point of the evening. It's 6-4 now. Fort Recovery back to within two. Aubrey Kanapke serving again. Good serve dug out by Diana Heitkamp. Pape will pass. Here's Josie Reinhardt. Tried to hit a very deep smash there and couldn't get it over the net. Point Fort Recovery. Aubrey Kanapke picks up her sixth service point. And it's 6-5. Lady Indians back to within one. Kanapke, a good serve again, dug out by Ellie Reckerman. And she cannot put it where anybody can play it. It falls on the ground, and it's 6-6. We're all tied up. Going to give an ace serve there to Aubrey Kanapke on that one. Serves again, dug out by Diane Heitkamp to the net. Pape will set for Josie Reinhardt. Blocked by Fort Recovery, and New Bremen keeps it alive. Diana Heitkamp free balls it over. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. Reckerman to Pape. Pape will try to set, and what happened there? I guess New Bremen couldn't get to it. Point Fort Recovery. Aubrey Kanapke has the go-ahead point there. 7-6 now. Lady Indians leading for the first time here in the third game after falling behind 5-0. Good serve. Josie Reinhardt. Smash. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Here's the set for Pape to Reinhardt. A block by Grace Guggenbiller. New Bremen keeps it alive. Josie Reinhardt again and got the kill this time. This time she used a little more finesse didn't blast it away and put it in an open spot and got the kill. So Josie Reinhart with kill number 10 on the night for her tonight. Reinhart leading New Bremen and Paige Fortkamp leading Fort Recovery. Good serve there by Chloe Bornhorst. Here's Paige Fortkamp, a block by New Bremen. I'm going to say that was Claire Pape with the block there. Although Olivia Heitkamp was also there alongside her. Point for New Bremen. Bornhorst will serve again. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Hope Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. And Grace mishit it and couldn't get it across the net. And it's 9-7. New Bremen's taking a two-point lead here. Chloe Bornhorst still serving. Wears number 10 on her uniform. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Here's a dink by Paige Fortkamp, but New Bremen's able to play it. Josie Reinhart on a hit and hits it into the net. Point, Fort Recovery. Little miss hit there by Josie. Side out, Fort Recovery, and here comes Faith Wendell in the serve for the Lady Indians. It's 9-8, Fort Recovery down by one here in this third game. They win this game, they'll win the match. Here's a set for New Bremen, a dink by Josie Reinhart, played by Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell sets for Grace Guggenbiller, and Grace got the kill. Grace Guggenbiller, I think that's her first kill of the night. Let me see. Yes, it is. Serving is Faith Wendell again. And it is an ace serve for Faith Wendell. And Fort Recovery's taking the lead, 10-9. Diana Kramer has to be scratching her head on this one. Here's Faith Wendell serving. It's in the net. Service error. When you're trying to beat the state's number one team, you don't want to do that. Here's Josie Reinhart serving now for New Bremen. It's a good serve. Paige Fortkamp passing to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige hits it down on the floor for another kill. Number 11 for her. 11-10 now. Lady Indians leading by one. Paige Fortkamp goes back to serve. Good serve dug out by Diana Heitkamp. Reckerman will pass over here to Claire Pape. Back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery back to New Bremen. Blocked at the net. Here's a blast by Paige Fortkamp, played by New Bremen. And Claire Pape hits it out of bounds. Claire Pape had an opportunity for a kill there, but hit it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Now 12-10, Lady Indians by two. Here is a let serve, and New Bremen can't play it. Oh, Paige Fortkamp with a let serve, which those are very tough to play sometimes, and she gets an ace on that. Paige Fortkamp will serve again. It's 13-10, Lady Indians by three. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Diana Heitkamp, misplayed it. And New Bremen cannot make the play. Trying to save it was Olivia Heitkamp, but she hits it out of bounds. Could not control it. So I'm going to give another ace serve there to Paige Fortkamp. And it's 14-10. Timeout for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. We have ourselves a great match going on here in this one. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines and bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So call to schedule your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, great match going on for Fort Recovery tonight. New Bremen trailing 2-0 and trailing here in the third game, 14-10. New Bremen's the number one team in Ohio in this division. Paige Fortkamp, good serve. Diana Heitkamp. Here is just free balling it over as Claire Pape. A block at the net by Fort Recovery. Another block I think it was Grace Guggenbiller getting the block there for the Lady Indians and the points. It's now 15-10. Another service point for Paige Fortkamp. Paige will serve again. One of the outstanding volleyball players in this area, Paige Fortkamp, and she hits it out of bounds on a service error there. So New Bremen picks up the point. Side out New Bremen. It's 15-11 now. Fort Recovery by four. Well, even if Fort Recovery wins this, it looks like it's a second-place finish in the conference as New Knoxville is leading over at Marion Local in their match. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey and a block by New Bremen. Getting the block is Ellie Retterman. That makes it now 15-12. Serving, by the way, is Amelia Dammeyer for New Bremen. Good serve. Kiki Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Free balling it over is Fort Recovery. And there's a hit back by New Bremen and out of bounds off of Maya Smithmeyer. That was Tegan Fortkamp a moment ago, who came in there and did a nice job. So point Fort Recovery. It's 16-12. Here's Kiki Wendell serving. Good serve. Dug out by Ellie Reckerman to Claire Pate. There's a smash by Josie Reinhardt. Fort Recovery plays it. Whitley Rammel dinks it over and got the kill. Whitley Rammel with a little dink kill. Number five for her on the night. Kiki Wendell will be serving again. 17-12. Wow. Fort Recovery on the verge of a big upset here. Dink over by Claire Pape. Kiki Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Got the kill off the New Bremen block. Whitley Rammel with her sixth kill tonight. Timeout, Diana Rammel. I keep saying Diana Rammel. Timeout by Diana Kramer, I should say. Diana Kramer, the coach of New Bremen, calls timeout as Fort Recovery once again leading here 18-12 in this third game.
Ta-da! Hi, folks. I am Safety Man. I want everyone to have a safe harvest. Do your lights work?
Here, let me turn them on.
Wow, do they ever. How about them blinkers?
Click.
Great. Look at those blinkers blink. Reflective tape?
Check.
Hey, I cannot get my hand in here.
Safety Man, that shield is there to protect you.
Yeah, I knew that. I was just checking if you did.
Oh, brother. Sure you did, Safety Man. Folks, have a safe and enjoyable harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery leading here 18-12 in a great position. Kiki Wendell still serving. And this is the time to put New Bremen away to win this game. Kiki Wendell serving to Reckerman. Claire Pape will set for Josie Reinhardt. Played by Kiki Wendell. Here's Whitley Rammel. Hits it out of bounds. Whitley Rammel tried to go for the sideline kill and hit it a little too far. Hit it out of bounds. Claire Pape will come back to serve for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. 18-13 now. Fort Recovery up by five. We won the first two games. Service error for Claire Pape. Boy, trying to come back. You don't want to do that. And we know she didn't want to do it. But Fort Recovery will take advantage of it, hopefully, here. Hope Wendell back to serve now for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve dug out by Reckerman at the net. Here is Marissa Garkey waiting on it and got the kill. Marissa Garkey with a kill. That makes it now 20-13. Hope Wendell with another service point. Here comes the serve by Hope. It's good. Dug out by Reckerman to Claire Pape, who will set for the sideline hitter. A block by Whitley Rammel. And Fort Recovery with a point on the block by Whitley Rammel as she blocked the hit by Maya Schmidtmeyer. 21-13. Fort Recovery smells the victory. Leading here in the third game after winning the first two games, 25-19 and 25-21. Good serve. Here's a smash by Friend, and she got the kill. Kaylee Friend with the kill. That is her fourth kill of the evening. And here is Ellie Retkerman going back to serve for New Bremen. They trail 21-14. Dug out by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell will set for Lily Luthold. And New Bremen keeps it alive. Have to free ball it back over. Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell. Hope will set for Whitley Rammel. And Whitley smashes it down for the kill. Number 7 for Whitley Rammel. 22-14. Could Fort Recovery sweep New Bremen? Wow. Marissa Garkey. Here's the serve for Marissa. Service error. 22-15 now. Diana Heitkamp will go back to serve for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. She's one of the seniors. And it's into the net. Service error. I think that's two straight service errors for her. And coming in to serve is Aubrey Kanapke. She could serve the match points here. 23-15. Fort Recovery up by 8. First serve is, out of bounds. Service error for Aubrey Kanapke. So it won't be Aubrey serving the match point. Makes it 23-16. New Bremen back to within 7. They need an exciting run here to stay alive. Fort Recovery with a nice 7-point lead right now. Going back to serve is Chloe Bornhorst for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. It's a good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige blasts it right at Diana Heitkamp and picks up the point. Fort Recovery smells the victory. Kill number 12. 24-16. Fort Recovery's fans are standing in the stands. Here's the serve. Dug out by Diana Heitkamp. The dink over. Blocked by Fort Recovery. New Bremen can't play it. It's over. Fort Recovery has beaten New Bremen 25-19, 25-21. They win the third game 25-16. Lady Indians are an excited group of young people. Coach Travis Guggenbiller is a very, very happy coach. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And New Bremen has lost their last 6 games in a row, if you can believe that. I would have never, ever thought that New Bremen, who came in this week with a 19-1 record, ranked number 1 in the state, they lose the 2 matches this week to New Knoxville and to Fort Recovery to drop to 19-3. Fort Recovery improves to 18-3 on the year. Fort Recovery finishes the conference 8-1. New Bremen at 7-2. So Fort Recovery is probably going to be your number 2 team in the conference, with New Knoxville probably your conference champion when we get the confirmation New Knoxville has won over Marion Local. That'll make it official. We'll be back in a moment. What a win for Fort Recovery tonight.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
It's football season, and everyone wants to be a part of the winning team. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we want you to call the right play and join our team. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group can find the right plans to protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Huddle up with us today and step inside the fort for the protection you and your family need. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We are back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Can you hear okay, sir?
Yes, I can.
Travis Guggenbiller has joined us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. There you go. There's a star for your cap. What a win for Fort Recovery.
That was good.
Who would have ever thought the Lady Cardinals lost three straight games the other night?
Yeah.
And then they lose three to us tonight. Six games in a row this week. They came in ranked number one.
Yeah. I don't know the last time that's ever happened to them.
I bet you. It's been years.
It's been many years, for sure.
So what were you thinking? I mean, pretty much you were... most of these three games, you were really in control, although they were all competitive.
They were all competitive. I came in very confident. The girls came in very confident. You know, to be honest, I think we're one of the best out there if we stay clean. I think we keep talking about the whole time that we're the team this year. We beat ourselves a lot. So those are areas in practice that we've been trying to focus on, cleaning up those little things and just staying focused and not being mentally weak on the court. And I think those girls just responded well today.
Boy, they sure did. Again, Travis Guggenbiller is our guest head coach of Fort Recovery. Wow, what a match for Paige Forkamp. Yeah. I had her for 12 kills unofficially on mine.
That's what I have, too.
10 service points with 4 aces tonight.
Yeah, she was. She did a great job out there today. Overall, I mean, he just asked me earlier, you know, who was I most impressed with, and I think it was a team effort overall. I think everybody just did a fantastic job. But, you know, I think Paige just had that determination today. She wasn't going to let her senior night, you know, her last season home game go down without a fight, and she was determined today, and she stayed focused, and her serve receive today, she did a really nice, that's an area that she's been struggling with a little bit mentally on, and she just did a nice job today on that.
Yes, she did. Marissa also really nice. I had her unofficially for 8 kills and 7 service points.
That's kind of what my coaches had to her down with as well.
And of course, so Whitley, her usual great job. I had her 4 blocks and 8 kills.
I think our blocking did a nice job. I think our right side blockers, Tegan and Lily, just did a fantastic job. I mean, there was a lot of blocks today that don't count as blocks because they were able to defend them, or we deflected them and we were able to pick them up. But it took their hitters out. It took their outside hitters out because those are their big girls, you know. And I just think our blocking on the outside, our middles and our right sides, just did a fantastic job closing the block and making them hit around us.
I would love to play New Knoxville again.
I would love to play Knoxville again. I 100% agree on that. But you know what? We may get a chance with that yet. So we'll just stay focused.
Let's talk about Knoxville for a minute. 36 girls in their high school.
I know. They're unbelievable.
And they're playing in the toughest, arguably the toughest conference in Ohio.
Exactly, yep.
And they go undefeated on the season. I think they're going to win tonight over Marion Local.
Yeah, I think they're ahead, Marion.
You'd have the Marion Local score by any chance?
22-19 in the third set, and Knoxville's on first two. So Knoxville's ahead.
So they're ahead all three. Okay.
Yeah.
They're probably going to win tonight, but for no more girls than they have in their high school, which is pretty unbelievable.
That group of girls have been together for a very long time. I think they started doing club when they were in fourth grade, and all of those girls have stuck together. Not only have they done that, but to have that many, only 32, and all 6 of them, 7 of those 8 girls on the court, just to be that athletic and play all the way around like they do, it doesn't come too often. And they're definitely a special team. They're coached well. They don't get flustered, which is why they've been able to put some teams away this year. So, yeah, it's been a good game.
Well, that would certainly be an exciting rematch.
Yes, it would.
Let's hope that happens. So, okay, tournament's coming up next week. We don't play until Thursday.
Yep.
But the first 3 matches, you get a play at home.
Yeah.
Hopefully we play three matches.
Yeah.
So looks like an exciting start for you. Is there really a home advantage in volleyball or not?
I think there is to an extent. You have the comfort of knowing the court, the lighting. I mean, sometimes little things like that, you know, it's just the atmosphere can change the dynamics of the play a little bit just from the looks of things. So I think there is to an extent. You get your home locker room, so you're comfortable in those areas. There is a little bit on that end. I think it's huge because we don't have to travel far, you know, especially if you're going to play a weekend game or an early game. You know, we can have a normal routine. We can go to school for a full day, get our food in after us, but other schools are going to have to leave early, you know, if they're traveling from a farther distance. So little things like that, there is that home field advantage.
Let's talk about your seniors for a minute. Yeah. Kiara Wendell.
What a fantastic job she did defensively. You know, we talked to her a little bit about changing some of her locations and just how to read the hitters. And she just came up with some really big plays today. You know, she does a lot of things that don't always show up on stats. And, you know, those are the players that you just have the most respect for on the court. I mean, they just did a fantastic job.
Of course, Paige Fortkamp, we've talked about her. Yeah. Wow, what a player. Yeah. Where's she going to go to?
She's going to go to St. Francis. It's a nice college up there. We've had several Fort Cover kids go up there. They have a really good program, good coach, and all that up there. So I'm excited about what she has in the future there.
She'll do very well. So is Tegan her sister?
Tegan is her sister. She's a freshman. Halfway through the season, stepping up. Came up with some big blocks today. You know, I think having her older sister there to kind of push her and keep her focused and not letting her mentally get down on herself has been a big thing this year. So she's done a nice job stepping in.
If you only have three seniors this year, your other one's Hope Wendell. Wow, what?
She's the smartest player on the court. There's not a smarter player in the program. She just knows how to get the ball to whoever you want. You say give the ball to her, she's going to give the ball to her. So. Marion won the third. All right.
So Marion's, we still have some hope.
We still have a little hope.
New Knoxville's leading in that match with Marion Local 2-1 there. So,
yep.
Well, hey, I just wanted to get you up here and say congratulations.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate it.
What a big, big win for Fort Recovery Volleyball. Maybe the biggest win ever.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I want to thank you guys for always attending our games. We appreciate it, and I know our fans do as well. So, thank you.
It's a lot of fun watching these young ladies play. They really work hard.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, good luck in your next match. It'll be against either Kaleida or Lima Central Catholic, and we'll be here.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
See you.
Yep. Have a good one.
Travis Guggenbiller, the excited head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Lady Indians knock off New Bremen tonight, 3-0. I just can't believe that New Bremen lost 6 games this week. It's just really incredible. But they did, and hopefully they'll get things back together. They are not in our bracket, so to speak, in the state tournament. We wouldn't play them until very late on. Maybe even it would be the state championship match. Wouldn't that be something? But anyway, New Bremen losing to Fort Recovery tonight, 25-19, 25-21, and 25-16. Fort Recovery falling behind, I believe it was in that third game, 5-0, but came back and took control and easily won that. In the JV, it was Fort Recovery handing New Bremen their first junior varsity loss of the year, 25-15, 25, or 28-26. I do understand that one of the better players for the New Bremen JV was moved up to the varsity tonight, but still, Fort Recovery handing New Bremen their first JV loss, 25-15, 28-26. So, Fort Recovery is 18-3 on the year, 8-1 in the conference, a second-place finish for sure. If Marion Local can somehow come back and win that match, it would be a tie for the conference championship with New Knoxville. And New Bremen's Lady Cardinals, they finished 19-3 and 7-2 on the year. They will finish third place in the conference. Fort Recovery at least second and still an outside shot at a tie with New Knoxville if Marion Local can come back and win the last 2 games there. We hope you enjoyed tonight. Great night of volleyball for Fort Recovery this evening. Wow, did the girls play well. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks to Neil Spencer, our studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and for Nate Chrisman, our studio producer for the radio station back in Portland. We'll be here next Thursday night when Fort Recovery will tangle with either, once again, Kaleida or Lima Central Catholic in the first game of the tournament. It's a 6 o'clock start time. I hope you can tune in if you can't be here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to our great sponsors. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW, AM and FM.
Sports Portland. Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.